Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Would you watch the town hall with President Trump last night? There was a lady seated behind the president, and I know NBC is furious they put her there, an African-American woman, black lady, who was sitting there with her mask on, and she was nodding. Every time Donald Trump said something, she was nodding. And I was like, oh my God, thank goodness. Because if you believed the conventional wisdom, you'd think that every woman in America hates Donald Trump and finds him to be a cad, and every African-American in America hates Donald Trump. It's just not true. And you know what? Shelley Brandon knows that to be the case. She's the director of Richmond, Virginia Women for Trump. And I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad to know your group exists, because I know a lot of women who, you know, some are older, some are younger, some are business professionals, executives, some are just line workers who think this guy's fighting for them. So tell me how you started this group and what you got planned here between now and the election.
Well, good morning, John, and thanks for having me. I'm still getting used to this title. It's really, there's a story behind us, and everything really has just come together in less than 2 weeks. So for the past
that
3 years.
That quick, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's blowing all of our minds. Mm-hmm. So for the past 3 years, a few of my friends and I have been feeling like you said, like we're the only ones in Richmond who support Trump, and we keep hearing the media say, you know, how much suburban women hate Trump. And I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. We're suburban women. We love Trump. So I started looking online, and I found a Facebook group called Virginia Women for Trump that's been mm-hmm. in existence for the past 5 years. I contacted the president. Her name is Alice Butler Short. And she said she was looking for someone to lead a chapter here in Richmond. So I got with her. And long story short, I got with my friend, Tracy Leganke, and she pulled together some of her friends. We started a Facebook group on Sunday. So it was just us. And as of this morning, there are 2,700 members in our Facebook group.
So that's pretty rapid growth. That's impressive. This is why Facebook probably wants to kind of throttle down some of the conservatives, is because Facebook is a very effective way to grow support for any organization. I got to ask you, though, for the people who are listening who are skeptical, what is it that you like about President Trump? Because we've all heard, oh, he's a belligerent, arrogant, misogynist. He really doesn't respect women. You know, if you're not a 10, if you're not a supermodel 10 in one of his fashion model shows, or you know, Miss Universe, he doesn't respect you. I'm taking it that you reject that.
I totally reject that. Mm-hmm. I was interested when Trump said he was going to run. I wanted him for two reasons. One, he's a businessman. I've worked in corporate America for over 20 years, and he completes projects on time and under budget, and he works for his shareholders, which, you know, now he works for We the People, and he's, you know, stopping bills like, I can't remember the name of it, but it was the one where they wanted to put low-income housing, you know, right next
to the suburbs.
You know, exactly, next to my family, and, you know, lower the value of my house and all those kind of things. I mean, why wouldn't I love Trump?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got an event coming up this weekend?
Well, actually, it's today, and I got to tell you, I checked the weather. I checked the weather forecast, and the percentage of rain is going down later this afternoon.
Okay,
so we are. So fingers crossed, we're doing a flag wave this afternoon from 5 to 7 in Short Pump. It's at the intersection of Broad Street and John Rolfe Parkway in front of the Target. We've got about 30 women coming right now. I'm hoping more will come when they see that the forecast, you know, that the rain's going to stop a little bit. And we're just going to, it's going to be positive, fun. We're going to, you know, wave American flags and Trump signs, and we're going to smile and wave, and we're going to support our president and dispel that myth that suburban women hate Trump.
I think that that is very responsible. You want to see a peaceful protest in Richmond? I think that's what you'll see.
Absolutely.
From 5 to 7 from Richmond, Virginia, Women for Trump. Shelley Brandon, I appreciate you coming on. You know what? I'm going to try to find the website the Facebook group right now. Is it all women, or can I join?
You absolutely can, and let me make it easier on you. The Facebook group name is called Richmond Women for Trump -VWT, so V as in Virginia, W as in women, T as in Trump.
Shelley, I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and I hope it doesn't rain on you too bad this evening. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.